What's up, guys? This is episode 20 of the Samcast. I'm Sam once again. And for me, it's officially Christmas or holiday break, Christmas break, winter break, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, I know not everyone's officially out yet. Some of you all are going to be out tomorrow of me releasing this. Of this episode, but I'm excited. You know, I think I've said it pretty regularly. This is like my favorite time of year. You know, I get to see a lot of people that I haven't seen in a while, family, friends, people from far away, people from not so far away. It's a really cool time. I am finally getting a break. Like an actual break, like I don't have anything I can be doing, at least in terms of like academically, you know, it's first time since May. And I'm just enjoying the time I'm having to relax and to sleep and all that fun stuff. But yeah, so it's, you know, I would say I've had a lot of time, but I haven't had a lot of time to myself since I got back. So I am doing some hardcore recording today. But yeah, this is awesome. So it's episode 20, as I mentioned, nothing exciting, but what is exciting is I'm at over 200 plays on the podcast now. I think 225. Plays in total, which, you know, you're listening, you're thinking, you know, that's maybe not a crazy amount per episode, but, you know, for me, that's awesome. So thank you all for listening, and let's get into the meat of this episode. Cool. So coming out of this past semester, it's been really a long semester, and because you all loved it so much when I did the first episode, this is the group project episode part two. As the title says, as you know, as is mentioned before now. But so when I say this, I had multiple group projects this past semester. But this one that I'm about to tell you guys was, I think, probably the worst one. And I'm just going to get right into it and just go all in on it. So it's for my one class. It was for one of my classes that was in my major class. It's all about programming and just how to develop programs, how to run them. And basically our big project for the semester was we had to develop our own program. We were put into groups, and it, as a group, we had to do quite a few different things. So essentially, we had to start off by kind of building a website and put, like, you know, we had to get to know each other, put like team biographies in there as kind of like the first start on our website. Then we had to do what in a activities assessment, where basically we went through the Rockingham County Parks and Rec activities guides and basically analyzed it, like the strengths and the weaknesses, maybe time slots or age groups or whatnot, things that they have a lot of or things they don't have a lot of. And it was extremely, I would say, it's very basic assignment. Those first two were extremely easy, very basic. And we got really good grades on both of those because it wasn't hard, you know. But how the groups were formed was basically we were given a list of like different jobs that we could have within the group. Now, as a disclaimer, this was the first time our professor was doing this way to form groups and was the first time she had set that she was making everyone have a set role within the group as a result of maybe things in the past semester. you know, past semesters probably gave her the idea that maybe that would help people contribute more. Well, the other issue with that is if there's a particular role that no one really wants to do, that might mean that that role is not a particular strong suit. Now, I'm not saying necessarily that people didn't want certain roles, but I know for sure when I looked at the list of roles, I'm like, okay, definitely don't want to do this or that. So there's multiple different roles. There was a communications coordinator who was the leader of the group, isn't the right way to put it, but they were basically in charge of keeping everyone in contact and basically finding ways to do it. There was the operations one and operations two, and they dealt with basically all the operational aspects of the program, you know, staffing, venue arrangements, you know, all those things that make a program, all the behind the scenes stuff. And those are basically the two big ones, staffing and venue arrangements. There's, you know, how, you know, maybe like plans on how the venue is going to be set up. There, backup plans, medical emergency plans, you know, all those kinds of things, contingency plans, all that. There was a budget coordinator, someone who's responsible for doing all of the budget, a promotion coordinator who was in charge of developing and creating all the promotional materials and all of that. There was I forget the exact title, but basically it was the person who was supposed to research the community, figure out, basically he was the main person. That role was the particular function of the kind of like community outreach, I think is the best way to put it. And then there is the IT role, which was basically, or if you don't know what IT means, it's information technology. Basically, their only real job function was to develop and create the website, the style guide, which is basically, you know, the formatting, the font and font sizes, colors, all that stuff. And that was all me. And I was, you know, and I took that role because I'm like, one, I didn't think anyone else would want it. I didn't think it was a role that was very, I think, optimal for a lot of people. I think a lot of people didn't necessarily want to be the IT. Because the biggest thing was you had to build a website for the group. And for those of you who have never built a website, yes, it can be easy, but it's easy to build a website. It's hard to make a really good, strong website. So I'm like, you know what, I'll do it. You know, so we basically had to send in our preferences on roles of, okay, these are the roles I'm interested in doing. And basically she formed groups based off that. Now, not everyone got the role they wanted because whether due to demand or maybe there just wasn't enough of a particular role and they needed to fill it. And, you know, so we were putting groups based on that. So we had no say in our group, in our choice of group, which I'm not saying is a bad thing. I think a lot of people would love to choose their own groups for a group project, but if it's like one or two people in your group with you, yeah, that's fine. But when you're having to deal with six other people in your group, because there's six or seven roles. I think I might have been missing a role. I don't remember. But there, you know, some, you know, there, it was, you're dealing with at least five other people, if not six, because some groups, I know for sure some of the groups had seven people in them. And I can't remember there was another role, and I really do not remember. But the biggest thing was that we formed the group, and we were placing these groups without knowing, one, who was in the group, and you know, and it was kind of like, I mean, I think it's a good experience because obviously the big reason for them choosing the group for the professors, because it happens in a lot of our classes with group projects, is that the professors choose our groups. And the big reason for that is when we go out into the workforce, we're not going to be able to choose what kind of groups we work with. Typically, they're going to be assigned to us. So that was their, that's their argument. And I kind of, I get that. It's just when it's kind of, when you think about for a grade, you kind of wish you could choose a group. And I'm going to tell you why. So my group had a lot of, and I'm not going to say that anyone in the group was a terrible person. They're all decent people overall. But I had two athletes, a guy who was, who coached the football team. He was like, he was an assistant on the football team. Because at JMU, they have quite a few students who are assistants with the team. One of the women's basketball managers, a guy who hardly showed up for class, a guy who really had not been in class very much and was notorious in other classes for not showing up often. And then me, and then there was another guy who I had worked with before, and I'm like, okay, we should be fine. And I remember thinking, it's like, this is a group that's not going to be able to meet together. Because everyone's got so crazy schedules, and it kind of ended up being exactly what I said. It was hard to find. No one was willingly putting out there, hey, we need to meet as a group. So, you know, we get as a group, and I could tell that, I could tell pretty early that this was going to be a struggle. And I'm not saying that because I felt, I thought badly about the people there, but it was, I could just tell with the group of people I had and how we were interacting with each other early on that one, no one wanted to, no one was ready to take control of this group, which happens in a lot of groups. I wouldn't say that we were the only group that had that issue. But when you're put into a group with a bunch of people that you really are not familiar with, even if you've seen them or had them in other classes, but if you've never interacted with people, group, it's kind of awkward to get to have to interact with them on a whim, especially when you're not choosing the group. So, you know, we kind of struggled early on. You know, we didn't talk a whole lot with one another. It was more of like a man, my day. Yeah. So, and then finally we kind of started clicking a little bit better. We finally came up with an idea for our project. But the issue with our project was that as a group, there are a lot of things that we didn't know how to do, which is obviously why we were taking the class. And it definitely took some time to get to things. As a group, we never met outside of class during the duration of like the main project, which was a program proposal. So, you know, we're working on it and we're doing all the stuff. And one of the reasons, and I'm going to really go off, and the first reason I would say this was a really bad experience was one, as I already mentioned multiple times, we didn't meet outside of class. For a project like this, it was too complex and too involved for us to have never met outside of class. And that was an issue. Doesn't matter how many Google Docs or slides or, you know, sheets or whatever you have, you know, you're working on together. If you're not doing things in the same room at the same time and you're not talking to one another in person, there's bound to be some mishaps. And there were quite a few. One of the big ones is I don't think any of us 100% knew what our program was. I think we all kind of had different ideas. We had a general idea, but it really was, we struggled to actually, I think it took a couple weeks for some people to actually know what we were doing as our program after we had discussed it multiple times throughout class. Secondly, some people didn't know what they were supposed to do. Multiple times I had people be like, what am I doing? Or can I get help with this? And I'm like, I'm always, Now, I'm not going to say it was a constant state of people asking me what to do, but as the person who seemed to know what we were doing the most, a lot of people, I would say most of my group members at one point or another asked me for help or wanted or were like, hey, what should we do for this part of the assignment? And I kind of, and, you know, it was kind of so much. But other than that communication, it wasn't very open. There wasn't a lot. We were all kind of doing our own thing, and we had a general idea of what we were doing, and we just kind of all went to the races. And of course, for me, I'm the one who's supposed to pull all of this together on a website, and I really didn't know what people were up to. I didn't know what people were working on, so when I felt that, okay, this isn't working, we had to get together. If we had communicated, it would have made a lot less work on people's ends. Because there are things that I started working on that apparently other people were working on. And then it was like, well, it's your responsibility, so I'll assume you did. So that was hard and really difficult. Third thing was in class, there were a couple things that we didn't cover till very late in the, till later in the process of making the project. Because this wasn't like we had the whole semester. We had, from basically, I would say the middle of September to the end of October. So about a month and a half to pull everything together. Which, you know, it's enough time to do it all if you're working hard and doing it together and you're on a roll. But our group just was not cohesive. It was like we got along as a group, but there were definitely issues and we were not as familiar. We weren't familiar enough with one another to really do a project of this caliber, which caused a lot of issues. You know, people weren't willing to speak up. People weren't willing to help out. People weren't willing to cry for help when they needed it. And it really was me and our communications coordinator who were constantly trying, hey, guys, we need to get this done. We need to get this done. So, you know, we get close. And before our actual proposal had to be turned in, we had to do a draft. And I'm like, okay, this is a good time to get people to hunker down and just figure it out. And we can just hope and we can just finish this up, get comments, feedback, all these good things to help us maybe finish out the project. You know, we told people and we were missing, and this was like 2 weeks before the assignment was due, and we were missing so much from the draft that people had not finished. And I was flustered. I'm like, and because I couldn't do anything, you know, I can't help when people, after being told to do something, I can't help, but so much. I can't do everything for people. And when, you know, then people had their reasons. We had a guy who missed a lot of class. He was rarely in class. And when he didn't contribute a whole lot. Like, he did his part, but he wasn't much of like, yeah, I think, you know, that's a good idea, or we should do this. Or he didn't contribute to the ideas of a group very much. We had another guy in the group who was having medical issues. So he missed a couple of classes on occasion. And then we had some people who, even when they were in class, were completely absent. They just didn't follow anything. They were like, what? And it's just like, when, you know, it's hard enough when your group isn't meeting outside of class, but when you can't even get with people in class, it just is frustrating. And by the point we got to making the draft, I'm like, oh my goodness. It's like literally 2 weeks before it's due, and I'm literally already stressing out because I'm like, we have so much left to do because people couldn't get their act together. people, you know, and I'm not trying to badmouth any one particular person, but it's just like there could have been more done. Like, people could have spent a little bit more time and actually tried to get stuff done. Like, really? Like, this is a project that's worth an abundant amount of our grade, and you guys are literally being lackadaisical in completing it. They may not agree with me, but I, you know, yeah. So, of course, then we're going through, and one of the things that hadn't been done was the budget. So, you know, we're trying to figure out, you know, we're working on the budget. We're kind of working on, we're thinking about, we're trying to do things. We're like, okay, let's do the budget. As I mentioned earlier, there was a role where one person's job was literally to work on the budget. That was it. That was their whole role. And when it came, it was the day the project was due. And I was so busy working on my stuff to try and get stuff done that I hadn't looked at the budget. And we stroll into class because she gave us that Monday in the computer lab to work as a group as kind of like a final, like, okay, just finish it off. And the person who was supposed to do the budget, he had asked for help, and we're like, hey, okay, we can help you. But he never told us what we can do. And then we roll into class that day, and nothing with the budget was done. Not a damn thing. This is the one time I will speak badly about someone. I literally wanted to strangle him. He had not done anything in that class. Like, in the weeks that we had had to work on this in class, and the time he had had outside of class, because even though he was an athlete, his sport was a spring sport. They were, okay, this wasn't like he had regular games. He literally had done nothing. And at least everyone else in the group had done something. And I'm just thinking, like, I literally wanted to just kick him out of the group in that minute and be like, no, you're done. Get out of here. Because it's just like, I don't care that a month and a half is not a lot of time to work on a project that we were doing. When it's divided up the way it is, you should work on the part you are assigned. And that was probably one of the issues that my professor, because I went to her after we had finished and turned it in, it was about a week, and I just went to her, I'm like, I'm frustrated because my group, we didn't do very well as a group. And I told her, and she was just like, yeah, well, one of the reasons why we had the roles was because the whole project, in a lot of groups, the whole project was being done by only a handful of people. Like, you know, maybe in the group of six or seven, maybe only like two or three of them were doing the majority of the work, which is obviously not the point. So that's why she had created roles, and he didn't fulfill his roles. So, and I was like, yeah, our budget was trash. And it was. It was absolute garbage. And I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that if of all the people that he, as an athlete who needs good grades to remain an athlete and in good standing, just didn't do his part. And that's probably that was probably at that point the culmination of a month and a half of stress, anger, frustration with this whole group setting. But then, of course, after we've turned in our proposals, the second part of this was we had to give a presentation in class on our proposal. So at that point, you know, we finished, we're like, hey, we had to present very soon after. It was like maybe a week or two after we had finished. So we're like, okay, we have to get this done. So we finally, for the first time since we had formed the group, we met outside of class to do the PowerPoint. Guess who shows up late and doesn't work on the PowerPoint? That's right, Mr. Budget Man. And at this point, I'm thinking, I'm just ready to be done with this. And don't get me wrong, I'm only bad-mouthing him. The only reason why I'm bad-mouthing him is because he just didn't do anything. He just didn't do anything. Like, if he had contributed something in some meaningful way or amount, I would have been a little bit nicer on him. But he literally did nothing, and everyone else in the group did something and contributed to their part and contributed in a meaningful way. So at that point, I'm like, that's the final straw. So we get to the budget part of our presentation. On the presentation day, everything was going well, but we get to the budget part and he doesn't know what the hell to talk about. Why? Because one, he didn't actually really make the budget, and two, he had no idea what on earth he wanted. Like, it baffles me how little this guy did. And I don't know what his grade finished out to be, but I'm guessing it probably was not good, because I wasn't the only one in the group who was upset. I literally had someone, because as part of the group experience, our professor was like, you have to fill out team evaluation forms where you evaluate your team members and you give comments, criticisms, feedback about the project and about your group members. I made sure to, after having already met with my professor to tell her about him and some of my other frustrations that I voiced earlier, I was basically like, this guy did nothing. He didn't contribute to his part of the project. It suffered for it, and I am literally done with him. Like, there was nothing else I could do. So, you know, and obviously she said that everyone's grades would reflect the project, but it would also reflect the feedback, you know? So if your group members thought that you did a really good job overall, your grade would probably maybe improve a little bit or stay the same. Now, if your group mates felt that you did a horrible job, she was like, yeah, your grade will reflect what your group members thought. So, and, you know, I think I gave him a generous grade, but it was still, one, a bad rating, and my feedback was, I think, more than telling. And I know some of my other group members felt the same way about him. So, and then last week, I finally got the grade back for this. And I'm thinking this whole time, it's like, I have a really decent grade in this class, and I would hate for this one project to basically kill my grade. And, you know, I got the project back, and it was like a 75. On the project, because she said, you know, as a group, you all get basically the same grade, and it pretty much only varies based off of your group, basically what your group members thought of you. So I would say my grade of a 75 is probably the base grade, probably the highest grade she gave to my group members. Luckily, it did not drop me from an A. It actually kept me, I think it dropped me from like maybe a 94 or 95 down to a 91. That's how much the grade was. That's how many points it was worth in the whole grand scheme of things. But then I made a little bit of that back up because we had our one test in the class, which happened to be worth the exact same amount as our proposal. I got 100% on. So I ended up finishing the class with an A, and I'm happy that I finished with an A, but it could have been so much better if that project had gone better. So, like I said, I'm glad I finally was able to tell you guys about it. And I know I said there was a second one this semester that didn't go as well. That one ended up being okay. It started off kind of rough, but it's not, at this point, it's not even worth talking about because it ended out okay. We ended up with an A on it anyway. And as a group, like, it ended out all right. So for now, I might do an episode on that other one later, but for now, I'm just going to leave it at that. Yeah, so thank you for listening. So it's, you know, life is life. And for those of you who are about to enter college, good luck. So good luck with group projects. So that is going to be all for me. Thank you for listening. Keep listening. Tell your friends. Do everything to promote this for me. And I'll catch you all next time on the Samcast.